Welcome to Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. This is a special evangelistic message, a one-time message to anyone who will listen about the importance of salvation through Jesus Christ and having your name in the Book of Life. Lord, we give you this time and invite you here. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for us, for saving us. Amen. In the wonderful name of Jesus. But I bless those who are listening that they may receive this. Man was born to fellowship with Jesus Christ, with God Almighty. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God Almighty. Amen. And infinitely more. He is the most wonderful, most beautiful, glorious person in the universe. Man was created to know him, literally be with him, fellowship with him forever in heaven. Amen. Every child under the age of 5 who dies goes directly to heaven, which is filled with the presence of God, the presence of Jesus. The human being is made in God, made men and women in his own image. And that's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. And so man has choice, just as God has choice. So I believe the most important choice for every person is the choice between God and self. It's very simple. And that choice determines their eternal destiny. Now, also related to that is what they do and so forth, their works and their way, all of that. But that choice, and there's two sides of the gospel. Those who choose God, if they hear the gospel, they choose Jesus Christ. They're a child of God, and if they just stay with him, they'll be a child of God forever in glory in heaven. And they have the opportunity to know him on the earth. And it's a celebration. He offers a celebration. God is a God of love, mercy, and goodness. He's abounding in these qualities. And everything good on the earth comes from him. Literally. I mean, anything good that you can think of, God created it and gives it to mankind. Things such as love and hope and joy and happiness and goodness and all the things, food and all the things that we enjoy. The other side is anyone who chooses self misses out on all of that, but even worse. Now I'm going to share something that's very serious, sobering, and scary, and many people on the earth don't agree with it. They don't believe it, okay? But I have the privilege of saying this. And there's a reason why there's a heaven and a hell. There's an enemy that is deceiving the whole world. That's in the book of Revelation. He deceives the whole world. And that enemy was a former angel. He was essentially the highest created being under the Trinity. Long before man was created, in the eternal past, the only true God and his Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, this glorious only true God, created angels. In fact, billions of angels, every one of which is just truly glorious and made from God's glory. Every one of them. And the three highest angels, basically the archangels, two, Michael and Gabriel, are serving God today. One, Lucifer, rebelled. That's the enemy. And Jesus spoke about the enemy quite a bit in his ministry when he was a man on the earth. In fact, he called him the prince of this world 3 times. And another translation says the ruler of this world. And so that's the world. But anyone who finds Jesus Christ comes out of that world and into the kingdom of God. Amen. And there, so, but that enemy, God had to have, every angel's eternal. there had to be a place for them for eternity. Every human being is eternal. Made in God's image. Priceless. Their soul, their body, soul, and their body and soul are eternal. Both. Jesus spoke about man's soul and said there's nothing a human can give in exchange for their soul. Nothing. It's worth it. It's priceless. And they are eternal. And so every human being will exist for eternity. And the angels also. So there had to be a place for the enemy. And that's why there's a hell. God withdrew himself from hell. It's in the center of the earth right now. And it's literally a place. An awful, horrible, terrible, awful place. Because God withdrew himself. And there's nothing good there. And when he withdrew himself, it became this, it's a place of fire and torment and just awful. If you want to read a summary, a description of hell, the most descriptive book ever written about hell is called A Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter. It's all right there. You can get that book. That describes hell. Jesus took her to hell. And so that's where the enemy, that hell was not created. It was a place prepared for the devil and his angels. But the tragedy is anyone who does not choose God ends up in hell for eternity. For eternity. And hell right now, it's a place of awful fire with demons tormenting people. People are burned with fire. They feel everything going on. People in eternity have all their senses, all five senses. In heaven, it's an eternal joy and happiness. In heaven, people will be in God's glorious presence forever, celebrating Jesus Christ and the Father God Almighty and the power of the Holy Spirit, and just so wonderful. I mean, the presence of God and Jesus is beyond words. Okay, and then everything in heaven is so glorious. I mean, it's spectacular scenery and landscape. It's made of gold, and the foundations of the city are precious stones, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Heaven is beyond words. People, saints in heaven, will be forever serving God and learning from him and growing and learning mysteries of the kingdom of heaven and serving other people, helping other people. That's what God does. God helps people. How do we know that? He does so much more than that. Because Jesus Christ is the revelation of God, we see Jesus' life, and he loves and saves and heals and delivers and gives and blesses, and it just goes on and on and on. And that continues for eternity. And even the things in heaven, like here's just an example. There are trees in heaven. We don't know how many, okay? And they're beautiful trees with this luscious fruit that people eat. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. So people's in heaven, their five senses, people who have been to heaven, have said their senses were just operating in just like supernatural power. And so their senses were stronger. You know, their sense of sight and taste and touch and smell and, okay. And then humans are shaped. Humans are in their spirit person. Get this, in heaven, people will be forever. If heaven is the fountain of youth, people will be forever 33 years old in the prime of their life forever. And they will be beautiful and in God's image. It's just incredible. Okay? But the other side is hell. You just can't imagine how awful hell is. I mean, you just can't even... Okay, and then here's an overview. Right now, hell's in the center of the earth, okay? At the end times, it will be thrown into the lake of fire. Anyone not, Revelation says, anyone not found written in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. For eternity, people in hell will have all their senses operating in full force, much stronger than on earth. They feel everything going on. People in hell right now they're burned with fire, and their flesh literally falls off of their bones and is burned. Their skeletal form, but yet they're in eternal death. They want to die, but they can't. And there's nothing good. There's no love, no hope, no joy, no happiness, nothing. There's none of the practical things. No food, no water, no nothing. People know everything going on in hell. They remember their life on the earth. They remember how they could have repented. That all someone has to do is say yes to God, to Jesus Christ. It's just so simple and wonderful. And when someone does that, they're saved. That's what humans were created to do. And listen, here's a way to look at it, just in the natural even. Here's God Almighty, Jesus Christ, offering himself to someone, okay? And they can choose them, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, or self. Now, let's just look at that in the natural. It's an easy choice, isn't it? I mean, how can someone say no to God and Jesus Christ? I mean, why would anyone choose self? It'd be like saying, here's $1 and here's $1 billion. Which one do you want? Everyone would choose $1 billion. I mean, no one would choose. Here's a treasure with never-ending, priceless, eternal treasures, okay? And then here's a box that has $1 or $5 in it, okay? I've never given that comparison, but there is no comparison, you know? And here's let me just add to that. Jesus did speak about treasure hidden in a field. That's the presence of God. That's the glory of God, the presence of Jesus, the anointing, which fills heaven. So everyone who makes it to heaven will be in that for eternity. But, okay, and also that presence, the presence of Jesus, the glory of God, is available on the earth. That's the secret. That's the treasure. That's the pearl of great price. That's the gift of God. He's available. And I'm not getting into that, but I want to just build hunger and anyone who's willing to listen and understand this. The gospel, so glorious. Any person on the earth, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, can come to Jesus and find salvation if they just simply repent, humble themselves before the Almighty God, have a broken and contrite spirit, and choose God, choose Jesus Christ. So simple. I want to add, I had a vision of hell. Okay, I don't want to talk about it much. I'm not going to tell you everything about it. But I did see hell, and I heard the loud wail. This happened some years ago when God first called me into ministry. I saw the fire. I heard a loud wailing of what sounded like a multitude of people, something that I had never heard before, ever. I had no idea that this would happen. And it stayed with me, of course. I have not told many people for years. I didn't tell I initially told a couple of people, just mentioned it to them. But other than that, for years, I did not tell anyone that. But now I wanted to let people know, you know, And to anyone who will listen, the glorious gospel, so wonderful, so magnificent, to think that God Almighty is fully available to every person all the time, their entire life. And it's what we were created to do. I want to finish with that. It's simple and easy and wonderful. It's not, you know, when I mentioned that the enemy deceives the world, he does that in many, many ways. And we actually deceive ourselves. You know, our old nature and the world trip us up. But it's so simple. It's what man was created to do. And when we come to Jesus Christ, a great man of God said so well, he said this, so I can't take credit for it. He said, when we find Jesus Christ, he takes all those things that were our first love, he makes them better. He puts them in their right place. He puts them, you know, he knows how we're made. And so that's a deception. People think that we're, you know, being a Christian or follower of Jesus is going to be difficult and burdensome. They think that we have to give up all these things and not enjoy life. God offers fullness of joy, happiness, joy, eternal pleasures, happiness, joy, peace, faith, hope, everything. And the greatest thing, the presence of Jesus, the glory of God. When someone meets him in that way, they'll realize, wow, this is why humans are created. Has nothing to do with dead religion. Nothing to do with our preconceived ideas. It's that the treasure is the presence of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Blessings to you. Thanks for listening.